heaven. From there, an open heaven, where his glory shall be revealed, where the sin sick soul shall heal. We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven, where his power shall overflow, where the broken shall be made whole. Thank you, Jesus. We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven, where his glory shall be revealed, where a sin sick soul shall heal. We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven, where his power shall overflow, where the broken shall be made whole. Oh, we are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven. We're declaring miracle signs and wonders. Miracles, signs and wonders. Miracles, signs and wonders. Miracles, signs and wonders. We are under an open heaven. 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 Hallelujah. We receive your power. We know you are able, God. Reign on us, Lord. Reveal your glory. For we are under an open heaven. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Let your glory fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill this temple. Remove all fear and doubt so your glory can fill this house. Let your love fill this house. Let your love fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill this temple. Remove all fear and doubt so your glory can fill this house. Let your peace fill this house. Let your peace fill this house. Let your fragrance love, your sweet, fresh anointing fill these temples. Remove all fear and doubt so your peace can fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill these temples. Remove all fear and doubt so your love can fill this house. Come in the house. Come in this house, Jesus, you are welcome. Come in this house, there is healing in this house. Healing in this house, Jesus, you are welcome. Come in this house, there is peace in this house. Hallelujah. Peace in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. There's peace in this house. There is love in this house. Yes, it is. Love in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in this house. We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven. Oh, we give you glory this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greeter, hallelujah. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Well, good morning, TMC family. We're so glad that you joined us this morning, and we would like you to join us as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name, Lord. You are so, so wonderful, Lord, and we just ask that your glory fill this house, Lord. We thank you for your miracles, signs, and wonders here under this open heaven that we are living in, Lord. And we just thank you for the wonderful blessings, Lord, that you've given us here on the Master's Call, Lord. We thank you for the yes of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and our pastor and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, Lord. Continue to bless them into overflow, Lord, adding no sorrow to it, Lord, and just do something super special and amazing for them, Lord, today and through this year, Lord. And we just thank you for our Master's Call family, Lord. We thank you for every single speaker and listener, Lord. We thank you that you open up our spiritual ears and our spiritual hearts and minds to hear and receive what you have given to us individually, as well as corporately, Lord, for this, for your word today, Lord. And we just love you. We thank you for Artist's life. We thank you for giving us wisdom and revelation, Lord. And we just thank you for the body of Christ, Lord. We pray that your Holy Spirit, Lord, just fill this house and just do your wonderful works, Lord, in us and through us, Lord. And we just agree that your kingdom come and your will is done, Lord Jesus, right here on earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, it was a Jesus joy to greet you. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I will turn it over to the host, Heavenly Host. Are you on the line with us this morning?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes. Please take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning and giving us that tag, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glory to God. I tell you, you definitely brought in the joy of the Lord this morning. And thank you, Minister Tiffany. I tell you, oh my goodness, Jesus, you are welcome in this house. Yes, you are in this virtual sanctuary in our homes. Thank you so much, Songbird, for assuring us in the presence of the Lord this morning. Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, good morning, good morning on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday morning. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along in behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we say welcome to this telecommunication sanctuary. The scripture that the founders stood on since 2010, yes, we're getting ready to enter into our 10th year, and they stood on God's word, and it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, this is, it's not too late. You can always text someone and say, come on, get on, and we're getting ready to get a word from the Lord. Text somebody and tell them this is a good time to join us here on the Master's Call. We do have a website that you can go to any time of the day or night and get a message that has been archived there since 2010, believe it or not. That website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll also see the bios of our speakers as well as other information that will help us along the way. But I tell you, it's nothing like going and being able to get a word from the Lord. Now, our theme for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry, and we welcome you. Listen, we're getting ready to go into our 10th year, and we're not planning on stopping. We're expecting God to do great and mighty things, and I know you want to be a part of that, especially during this time in this season. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, also, you can even send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. But remember, Fridays, we will take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports verbally. Excuse me. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company. I call it the best on this side of heaven. Yes, it is, because we have some wonderful, wonderful products that help our health, to restore our health. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you. But not only that, today is Testimonial Thursday, and oh my goodness, I'm sure you'll be able to hear something about what these Artist products are doing for somebody. That number is 712 770 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And today, as I mentioned, is Testimonial Thursday with the awesome manager, Dee Lee. Now, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we have a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. She is a prayer warrior. She is a woman who stands on God's word. I don't care what it looks like, okay? She believes what God says. She stands on God's word and in spite of. And we love her. She is a minister. She lives in Tampa, Florida, with the love of her life, who she has been married to for over 45 years, Mr. Jerry Peterson. She is the mother of three children and a grandmother, Bibi, of one adorable granddaughter. And she's all of us. She belongs to us, too. Okay, she is our big girl, Taryn. Minister Willa is a member of the Bible-Based Fellowship Church, where she serves on the Salvation Army Ministry, Justice Ministry, and Global Missions Ministry. She loves serving in the community. She loves the Lord with all her heart and seeks to exemplify that in everything she does. Her favorite scripture is Galatians 6:9, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. And that is true, because this woman of God steps out and with a purpose to serve God and her community. I introduce to some, present to others, our very own Minister Willa Peterson from Tampa, Florida. Are you there, Minister Willa?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, praise the Lord. You know, that was such a fantastic introduction. You have to know that either the check is in the mail or I'll send it by PayPal. But thank you so much for all you do here at the Master's Call as my sister in the Lord and as our prayer general. And Minister Rebecca, thank you for getting our family as they took their seats in our telecommunications sanctuary. And thank you for that powerful prayer. Please kiss the babies for us. I know you said they're asleep right now, but when they get up, please give them a hug and a kiss from their TMC family. And Minister Tiffany, what can I say? Thank you for that time of worship, how you have blessed us this morning, for we are under a open heaven, and let the peace fill this house. Oh, ladies, thank you so much for blessing us with excellence this morning. And Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, what can I say? Thank you for all the confidence you have shown in me and offering me this opportunity to share the Word of God with our family this morning. I do not take this assignment lightly. And TMC family and my two children who are on the phone, my son, Javen, and my son-in-law, Stephanie, thank you. My daughter-in-law, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us this morning, because without all of you, who would we be? Where would we, the TMC family, be? We would be talking to one another, preaching to one another. So thank you for joining us this morning. You see, our messages, our prayer is that our messages enrich, enhance, and empower you as you begin your day. So, Father God, all of you and none of me, as I impart the Word of God to your people this morning, please hide me behind the cross so that your anointing takes over. I take authority that you have given me in the name of Jesus, according to Luke 10:19, that we can trample Satan under our feet. And I loose the power of the Holy Spirit over this message, that it will fall on listening ears and the willing heart to take heed and do what is said. Now today, God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, I have to tell you, this morning my intent was to finish part two of the message I started last month entitled, God Wants You to Have More Than a Piece of Peace. However, as I was typing part two on my computer, the battery went kaploop. It just went dead. And as much as I tried, I could not retrieve my message. So as I thought about what to minister this morning, God brought to my mind a message I delivered in January 2017 that with the acronym of FAITH, meaning Finding Assurance in the Heat. Finding Assurance in the Heat. FAITH. And in this season of COVID-19, we have all been faced with situations where we have had to find assurance in the heat. So many of us have had loved ones to transition, and in some families and circles of families, there have been more to transition than we can count on one hand. We all know someone who has been affected by COVID-19, who survived because they were asymptomatic or who had symptoms, and those who were near death, but God brought them through. We have experienced pain like never before with the racial injustice, this crazy tactics and deceptive attacks by the government over this whole election that we're about to experience, all while dealing with the ravaging blows of COVID-19. So this leads me to my scripture reference found in 1 Chronicles 4:9, known as the Prayer of Jabez, which reads, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the Lord of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Jabez's mother chose that name for him because of the pain she was in when she bore him. Now, I don't know if that was physical pain from intensity and hardness of labor and delivery or emotional pain in her life. Nevertheless, she deemed the name Jabez to be an appropriate name for her baby son. So everywhere Jabez went, he was taking the connotation of pain with him. Can you imagine how it must have been for him to be known by the name, the word pain, everywhere he went? I can imagine people seeing him and saying, oh, here comes pain, and running away from him because no one wanted to be associated with pain. That's like naming somebody trouble, saying, oh, God, here comes trouble. You know how that is when you see trouble coming and you run? It doesn't give you a real good feeling to be around that person, does it? So amid introducing us to the family of Judah, the introduction stops to tell us about Jabez. Scripture tells us that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, which is to say his brothers were probably all right. They weren't like the brothers of Joseph. They apparently knew God and did what was right in his sight. However, Jabez was more honorable. Now, we are not told what qualified Jabez to have the title of being honorable. However, from the little we read about Jabez, we can conclude that he was a praying man, and what a prayer he prayed. Jabez knew what to do in order to find assurance in the heat. Jabez found a way out of his dismal future. He prayed to the living and true God who hears and answers our prayers. Jabez regarded him as a God in covenant with his people. Now, in reading this prayer, you can tell that this was not one of those quick, thoughtless, mind-wandering everywhere else while praying prayers. This was not one of those rote, now I lay me down to sleep prayers. No, this was an intentional prayer. It is obvious that Jabez had grown sick and tired of being identified with his name, pain. We don't know what kind of pain Jabez experienced. However, we know it had to be great because Jabez wanted a change and he wanted it without delay. Now, my family, your name may not be Jabez, but I am willing to believe all of us have had some Jabez situations, some Jabez health, some Jabez family and friends transition, some Jabez finances, some Jabez friends, some Jabez spouse, some Jabez significant other, some Jabez children, a Jabez job, some Jabez situations where you have just said enough is enough. Now, this message may not be for you today, because our lives generally fall into three categories. You may be going through a J-Bass situation, you may be coming out of a J-Bass situation, or you're not in a J-Bass situation at all. But at some point in our lives, we need to find assurance in the heat. So if this message is not for you today, perhaps you can be a blessing to someone with what to do while they are going through or while they are in a J-Bass situation. Now, there are four things J-Bass prayed for that will help you find the assurance in the heat. Number one, that God would bless him indeed. Now, the word indeed in Hebrew is like adding five exclamation points or writing it all in caps, underlining it when it is written, and putting it all in bold type. We notice J-Bass did not put God in a box. He wanted unlimited blessings. He wasn't going to restrict his blessings. The word indeed meant he just didn't want a little blessing. He wanted more, as my daughter, when she was a little girl, would say, I want much. He wanted God to take any curse associated with his life and turn it into a blessing. Some of us have had generational curses on our families that have caused us pain from one generation to the next. We must get earnest with God and bind that curse in the name of Jesus and then ask God to bless us indeed, to bless our families indeed. It may be your health. It may be the health of a loved one. Ask for an indeed blessing over it. It may be your finances. The word of God tells us that a cattle on a thousand hills belongs to God. Many of us have lost jobs in our businesses during this pandemic season. And in the midst of this pandemic season, we have other things going on, like the wildfires in Northern California. God, we need a J-Bass blessing right now, and we are praying and trusting you for that. Because our God takes care of the lilies of the field, because he provides for the birds of the air, don't we know that he provides for us? He will provide for us, and he will do even more than we could ever ask or think. The indeed blessing of J-Bass works for us too. God's blessings are real and produce real results. Because just like Minister Tiffany sang this morning, J-Bass knew he was under an open heaven. Family, we are under an open heaven because the word of God says it's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Point number two. J-Bass asked that God would enlarge his territory. Well, what is your territory? Is it better relations with your family? Is it to enlarge our hearts, especially to those whom we have wronged, better known as forgiveness? Is it to be a better witness for God? Is it the difference in being an out-in-the-open Christian as opposed to a secret agent Christian at work and in your neighborhood? Is it hearing and being obedient to God's tugging at your heart to be a part of this TMC family as you hear the invitation being extended every Monday through Friday morning? What does enlarging your territory look like? Is it building your artist business if you are a distributor and asking people outside your family to become your business partner? I once heard it said that Conrad Hilton of Hilton Hotels did not get wealthy by extending hotel reservations to his family and friends. He had to go outside of his comfort zone. That's what we must do for God to enlarge our territory, whatever that territory is that you're asking him to enlarge. Finding assurance in the heat of whatever your J-Bass situation is means opening up and allowing God to take you to another level in order to get to that place of assurance. Number three, J-Bass asked that God's hands would be with him. We want God's hands to lead us, protect us, and strengthen us. We want that all-sufficient hand that only God can give. I remember the theme that Dr. Vanessa had in 2017 was, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, that was 3.5 years ago. And I am sure you can look back on how God brought fruition on some of those goals and dreams that you that required you to step out on faith. Next month, we will enter the last quarter of 2020, and there may still be some dreams and goals that you are believing God to fulfill, even in the midst of COVID-19. May I assure you that God works and can bring about those dreams even as we go through this difficult time, because nothing is too hard for God. However, I'm sure you are like me. If God's hand is not in enlarging your territory, if he is not the pilot in the things that we are asking him to do for our families and for us, if God doesn't give us the assurance that whatever we're asking for is his will, then we don't want it. Sometimes God has to break up some stuff in our lives too in order to enlarge our territory. And you may say, what kind of stuff is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. What does he have to break up? Well, let's start with fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. It may be procrastination. Proverbs 13:4 says, the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. Not keeping to task. It may be not keeping to task or giving up too soon. My favorite scripture verse is Galatians 6:9. Do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap a harvest if you don't faint. Or interfering with what you want may be trying to be like somebody else. Be the best you that you can be. For Ephesians 2:10 tells us, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in him. Those are kind of things that we need God to break up in order to enlarge our territory. And number four, Jabez asked that God would keep him from evil, that he may not cause pain. Jabez prayed specifically to be protected from trouble and pain. We live in a fallen world filled with pain, and it is important to ask God to keep us from the evil that Satan tries to bring our way. Now, as you have witnessed here on the Master's Call, we have been hit with some form of grief or another. Why? Because Satan is not happy with what we are doing here. He is not happy that we have been here for almost 10 years, so he will try to blindside us with calamity. We here at the Master's Call and those of you who join us must be doing something right, must be pleasing God, because Satan did not pull out any part-time demons. He pulled out some full-time demons to try to knock us off our post. But thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we find assurance in the heat, knowing that the resurrection of Christ brings victory to whatever challenges, disappointments, and calamities we may face or may be facing. We must also avoid evil motives, desires, and actions that begin with us. Not only must we ask God for God's protection from evil, but we must ask God to guard our thoughts and our actions. We can begin to utilize protection by filling our minds with positive thoughts and attitudes as we find assurance in the heat. Number five, finally, the end of Chronicles 4:19 says, so God granted what he requested. Just as God granted Jabez's request, he will grant our requests according to his will as we earnestly seek him. I pray this message has been a blessing to you. And now, host, are you there?
Well, preach, woman of God. Preach it this morning. God bless you. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, Minister Brenda. God bless you.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God for that awesome and powerful message this morning, the prayer of Jabez. And I tell you, you broke it down. Say, God will break up some stuff. Yes, he will. Glory to God. Thank you so much for that awesome word this morning. We will now go before the Lord in prayer of our prayer requests. And Minister Will, I will be calling you back at the end to close us out with the benediction. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you for this awesome message that you brought through this woman of God this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our God and we are your people. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Most High God. Besides you, there is none other. We thank you, Lord God, that you have used this woman of God to remind us, Father God, that if we put all of our trust in you, it is well. It will be well in our spirits, in our minds, in our souls, and in our hearts, because we know, Father God, that you have already given us the victory. We thank you, Lord God, that you're even reminding us, Lord, that you will shake up some things, break up some things, to let us know, Father God, that you are God alone. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Father, that this woman of God is going forth in your ministry, in your purpose, Lord God. So we ask that you pour back into her the blessings, Lord God, that you have instilled, even a double portion, Father God. We know, Lord God, that she's more than able to do the exceedingly abundantly in you, Father God. So we thank you for doing it through her, Father God. We ask that you continue to bless her family, her loved ones, and all that concerns her, Father God, and even the people that she brought before us, Lord God, the loved ones that are in the path of the fires, Father God. We speak to those fires right now in the name of Jesus, and we say cease according to the word of God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have brought them into a safe place. We glorify you, Father, that you are doing a mighty work, not only for them, Lord God, but all those that are around those fires, Father. We know, Lord God, that you are more than able to do the abundance and the exceeding abundance for them, Lord God. Put them in a safe place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up these people with their health challenges, and we know, Father, you are more than able to keep them. Pastor Chuck, Shirley Ann, Gwen, KK, Anthony, Elvina, Aunt Loretta, Mr. Harrington, we thank you for what you've done in him. Samuel, Madden, Gary, Jerry, Bishop Jerome, Charles, Lakeisha, Tessa, Alice, Pam, Gloria, Daquan, Belinda, Gregory, mothers, Josie, Eleanor, and Oliver, Stanley, Crawford, Jackie Rose, Lakita, and Tamara Allen and her and the father of the children. Father God, we know that you can heal like none other. So we speak healing to their bodies by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for keeping those that are going through bereavement, Lord God. Wanda Walker, Stowers family, even Aunt Ethel's family, Lord God, strengthen them. The Pendergrass families, Dorsey, the Ferguson family, the Francis and her family, the Doplin family, Pastor Carlton and his family, Mitchell family, Lord, the Petersons and their neighbor's family on the homegoing of Mary, Lord God. We ask that you give them a peace that surpasses all understanding. And we know, Father God, that you're there to put your arms around them like never before. We thank you, we love you, and we thank you, Father, for keeping all those that are on this call. Strengthen them, Lord God. Strengthen the artist family like never before. We give your name praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I tell you, you want to hear the playback of this call, and I want to correct. Yesterday was the Stowers 42nd anniversary. We say happy, happy anniversary to Pastor Kenneth Stowers and Minister Sharon Stowers with your 42nd anniversary. God bless you. And the playback number to this call, 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And remember, New Morning Motivational Call Testimonial Thursday, 712-770-4005. PIN 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Tiffany. I tell you, you prayed. Praise the Lord like none other, as you always do. Thank you for ministering in song this morning. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone, Minister Rebecca, with the love of the Lord in your heart. And thank you again, Minister Willa, for allowing God to use you with that powerful message. Please come and close us out with the benediction.
Thank you, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can. Take it away.
Praise the Lord. Father, we know that you turn our concerns into prayers. Just as Jabez had a concern, Lord, you turned that into victory for him. So, Father, right now I pray the prayer of Jabez over each and every one who is under the sound of my voice. Father, that you will bless them indeed. And, Lord, please enlarge their territory. And, Father God, I just ask, dear God, that you keep your hand upon them, that they will know no harm or no evil and cause no pain. And, Father, just as you did it for Jabez, God, I thank you in advance, and I trust you for doing it for all of us. We give you praise, God. Now I ask, God, as we go out this day, with the prayer of Jabez over us, leading us and directing us, Lord, that we can be a blessing to somebody in some way. We may not be physically going out, Lord, but we can always pick up the phone. We can always text. Just let us be a blessing. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. And as I always say, my family, if no one has told you today, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I do love me some you. Be blessed, and we look forward to hearing you in the morning. Goodbye.